From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that the newspaper requested records from the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision after allegations arose in June that multiple medical employees at Coxsackie Correctional Facility were caught smuggling controlled substances into the prison. Though the State Department would not release any information regarding the Coxsackie Correctional Facility because of an, and I quote, ongoing investigation, end quote, they did find many cases of employees at state prisons smuggling contraband into prisons throughout the state. Prison officials only provided some information. They would not produce the names of anyone caught smuggling, citing a law that protects personal records of correction officers. But DOCCS officials also withheld the names of those caught smuggling who were not correction officers and not protected by the state law. 15 prison employees were arrested during a recent 30-month period on criminal charges ranging from official misconduct, promoting prison contraband, sexual assault, and tampering with physical evidence. Diane Kennedy, president of the New York News Publishers Association, said, and I quote, "In withholding information such as the names of persons who have been arrested and whose identities are already part of the public record, DOCCS is making it clear they have no respect for state law and are simply obstructing efforts by the press to accurately relay to the public the actions of a taxpayer-funded agency," end quote. In all, DOCCS reported 130 contraband cases between January 2017 and June 2019, more than 60% of those involved correction officers. Items smuggled into state prisons include cell phones, vodka, knives, a pound of ground beef, Fitbit exercise monitors, a machete, tools, pornography, and assorted drugs. Mid-Hudson News reported that six prisoners in the Green Correctional Facility and Coxsackie Correctional Facility are facing contraband charges in Green County Court. Five of the prisoners were arrested for possessing weapons, and one had buprenorphine and was charged with intent to sell. Robert Gavin reports in the Times Union that on October 25th, U.S. District Judge David Hurd heard arguments in a lawsuit about whether Rensselaer County officials are allowed to share voter registration information with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The suit revolves around a July 18th press release, and I quote, "Rensselaer County Board of Elections to share motor voter info with ICE," end quote. From County Executive Steve McLaughlin, County Legislature Chairman Michael Stammel, County Clerk Frank Marola, and County Board of Elections Commissioner Jason Schofield. Lawyers representing Rensselaer County argued that since the press release was put on Facebook, it did not represent a, and I quote, policy, end quote, and was just the officials, and I quote, exercising their First Amendment rights, end quote. But the New York Immigration Coalition, Common Cause New York, Community Voices Heard, and Citizens Action of New York, the groups behind the lawsuit, disagreed. They say an eligible voter named Jennifer Benn said she was fearful to register to vote through the Department of Motor Vehicles because of possible consequences for her family members. Attorney Cameron Kistler said, and I quote, "The county's presentation today confirmed what we already knew. The county's policy serves no legitimate purpose and is a transparent attempt to unlawfully intimidate eligible voters," end quote. The county must immediately stop violating federal law and take steps to ensure that all citizens in the county know that they may participate in our democracy free from fear, end quote. The judge is expected to rule on the matter before the end of the year. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Celia Supel reports for the Daily Freeman, the early voting began October 26th throughout New York with minimal problems. Amy Cote of Kingston said, and I quote, "I usually can't get to the polls when I'm working," end quote. Ashley Dittus, the Ulster County Democratic Elections Commissioner, said in a Facebook post that, and I quote, "964 people voted early for the first time ever in Ulster County," end quote. In Columbia County, there are three locations to vote ahead of November 5th, the County Office Building in Hudson, the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia, and Copec Town Hall in Copec. In Greene County, early voting takes place through November 3rd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street, room number 430 in Catskill in southern Albany County, the Hildeburg Ambulance site at 978 Coal Hill Road in East Bern will be set up for all voters registered in election districts in Bern, Knox, Rensselaerville, and Westerlo. The Bethlehem Lutheran Church at 85 Elm Avenue in Delmar will be for voters registered in Bethlehem, Coymans, and New Scotland. In southern Rensselaer County, the Scodack Town Hall at 265 Sherman Road in Castleton-on-Hudson will be set up for early voting. To gain political advantage, Republicans in the majority in Rensselaer County did not set up an early voting site in Troy, the county's largest city and home to more Democrats than GOP members. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that state construction crews have begun work on the intersection of Route 9 and Main Street in Valencia. The 36-mile trail crosses Main Street at the intersection. Work on the trail, which mostly follows National Grid right-of-way, won't be completed until the fall of 2020. And read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.